Good morning, good morning, good morning, guys. It's your girl, Black Diamond. Join me for a Black Diamond experience. I am so excited to be back, guys. We back in the school year for New York City. I want to say good morning, good morning, good morning. I miss you guys. I miss podcasting. I miss talking to you guys and everything. But me and the girls had a great summer during the pandemic. And I would like to say to all the loved ones, all the friends, all the listeners out there that lost loved ones during this pandemic and still struggling during the pandemic, you are always continuously in my thoughts and prayers. You know, every day I said a prayer for everybody. And I'm like, I miss my podcast. I miss my podcast. You know, just want to talk to the people without being interrupted and let y'all know that me and the girls are safe. We're well. We're live right now in New York City. The kids just finished their orientation for the 2020-2021 school year. So Brooklyn, she's excited. They was getting to meet their new teachers for my fourth grader. And, you know, London's getting ready for the 3K. But they'll be looning in soon, about 1 p.m., but anyway, guys, we in great spirit. I want to encourage you guys to keep pushing forward. Keep perfecting your craft. Keep believing. Keep praying. And keep doing what you got to do to keep your family and loved ones on the right path. I have a lot of new ideas. And I have a lot of new projects and a lot of new businesses, guys, that has opened up over the summer. I have so much to share with you guys. We got so much to talk about. But I just want to say, let me take a sip of this good cup of coffee. And to all my coffee lovers out there, good morning. The Black Diamond is back in full effect. You already know. I love the people. It's nothing but positive energy over here. What I do, guys, I love to do it. You understand? I love to talk to the people. I love to encourage the people. And see, when you got that self-authority about yourself, that boss mentality, and you know, at the end of the day, you just like taking everything that's in you, but you also applying knowledge to your brain cells. So it's just adding to who you are. You know what I'm saying? You always want to add to yourself so you can be better and better every day. I'm not perfect. I still have my days and flaws. Hold up, guys. It's Brooklyn. Brooklyn, tell everybody good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
How was your first day of orientation?
Great. I had so much fun with everybody, talking to them.
You was happy to see your teacher, your principal, and everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Found out who your new teacher was? Oh, wow. London, you want to say something to the people? Say good morning.
Yeah. Hey, good morning. I have a lovely
morning.
Say, I'm ready to learn.
I'm ready to learn.
Say, I'm back, guys.
I'm back, guys.
We had a great summer.
You guys had a great summer.
Say, God bless you all.
God bless you all.
Yeah, that's little London, y'all. Say, Brooklyn, tell everybody have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day, everybody.
For the school year.
For the school year. And don't forget to be safe outside and during the pandemic. I love you all.
Yes, yes, yes. So the girls are doing virtual online. They're doing fully remote. So what we're doing here in New York City, guys, to give you a little update about the Black Diamond and the Chica Bulls, we're doing fully remote. That's what I chose as a parent because it's been a lot of us. We haven't been really practicing our social distances or really want to wear the mask and stuff like that. And, you know, with us in America, we have a very, 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 excuse me, guys, a very, 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 like, brolic attitude. Wearing a mask? What's COV? Oh, I ain't worrying about nothing. I'm not going to get sick. My immune system's strong. Like this, like that. Yeah, I was thinking that, too. So I started seeing healthy people drop dead. So I'm like, Lord, what's really going on? You know what I'm saying? So all I could do is pray for the way that we think, pray for the way that we see things, and pray for the things that we believe in. Because at the end of the day, I believe in sickness, and I believe in healing. You understand? And I know there's a lot of things, and guys, you already know my number one thing on the table is what? Water and ginger, okay? You can add all your little hors d'oeuvres and herbs and all of that to that. But at the end of the day, I know that ginger... And let me tell you something, all through the summer, like me and the girls, like, you know, week to week, I burn the ginger so it can burn the house up and, you know, get us a little choky up or whatever. So, you know, and drinking our water, still eating our fruits and vegetables. We're doing everything that we've been doing before the pandemic, you understand? So we're just doing more of. When they finally had opened the parks back up in New York City, out here in New York, New York, the kids were so excited, filled with joy. All their little happy faces was running around, jumping, sliding. So, you know, and big shout out to the mayor of New York and to the governor of New York. And, you know, I just want to say that at the end of the day, you guys rock. Y'all been doing the best for us, especially us parents that's, you know, been home, out of work since the pandemic and whatever. Y'all guys have made sure we kept on being afloat, you know, and I really do appreciate that, you know, as a mother and as a single mother. You know what I'm saying? New York City, you rock. You really held me down during the pandemic. And guys, your girl Black Diamond, I had did a little computer class during the summer. You know, a little extra little activities here and there, you know, on the side. So I had, you know, trying to advance my computer skills for my business office. So I got my computer advancement certificate for like Excel, you know, Word, PowerPoint. So I learned to do a lot of new things, from graph charts to, you know, building your business plans, your calendars, like stuff that you really can do for yourself in your business office to keep your business afloat. So yeah, your girl, she's been learning a lot of stuff. And I also was awarded a great leadership skills certificate, and I really do appreciate that. And guys, you know, the other half of me, I'm a part of the security guard world. So, you know, it's been a little lonely not seeing the officers and this and that, and then seeing all the brutality going on in America and all the bad mouth that's going against all the officers. All officers in uniform, guys, are not bad, okay? Because, you know, at the end of the day, like, I look at it like this. You know, and I love my people. Black lives do matter. You know what I'm saying? And I stand on it really strong that all lives matter as well. You know what I'm saying? That we all got to be treated equal. You know what I'm saying? That what our forefathers and, you know, our leaders stood for. You know what I'm saying? Like Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. You know what I'm saying? What they stand for, that we could all go to school together, black and white. You know what I'm saying? So I totally disregard with any type of racism, you know. And during the looting and all the things that was going on, you know, as American people, we have rage within us. And, you know, everybody expressed their pain differently. So I can't speak against that, because the old me and the me that I'm still working on, you know, we all deal with how we feel in a different type of way. You know what I'm saying? A cop shoot your family member or murder your family member, and, you know, and we got to sit back and watch it. It puts us in a rageful mind to all of the ones that, you know, we love our culture no matter what. And so you don't know what our rage will cause us to do. So if there's no justice, there would never be no peace, you know. So, and I look at it like this. This just like we take a trip to McDonald's, right? Everybody is in uniform. I'm going to give you an example. We don't know which one of these people that's in uniform is not for the people, okay? It works the same thing with the police officers, okay? Everybody's in uniform, but you don't know which one is the enemy. Just like when they had a story in the Bible about the 12 disciples, you know what I'm saying? But God already knew that somebody was at the table that was going to be a betrayal. You look that story up, it's something like that. But God bless you all. But guys, we ain't about to have church. But you already know I got to put it out there. You know what I'm saying? To try to, you know, touch a couple topics and this and that. Because we got a lot of family members out here that's hurting from a lot of things. The gun violence had picked up during the summer. And at the end of the day, when you're trying to be a beautiful rose and a beautiful flower during a pandemic and during a dangerous murder season, hey, it's not easy trying to smile with your children through all this pain and devastation. But guess what? I did what I could. I did what I could. We couldn't do that much, but we did what we could to stay safe. You know what I'm saying? I would like to let y'all know that me and the girls, we had a great time. And I was always praying each and every day for all of you guys out there. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, the gun violence had picked up so heavy in New York City. COV-19 went down, and then the gun violence had picked up. What's wrong, Sugarfoot?
Okay.
Go put them back in your bag. Go put them in your bag. And then you'll get to work with your art teacher, okay? Yeah. Put them in your bag. Put them in your bag, okay? Put them in your bag. You gonna cut and make some nice stuff in school year? Put them in there. Okay, you ready to learn? Okay, put them in there. Mama gonna teach you how to cut your heart out, okay? You put them in your supply bag. Where you put your crayons back? You're ready to learn. Okay, put those back. Put them in your bag.
Open.
Put them in your bag. Okay, let me hold them.
I got it.
Okay, so you gonna put it in your bag?
Yeah.
Okay, be a good girl.
I wanna do it.
Okay, be a good girl. Okay. Yeah, that's baby Linda, guys. You know, in the midst of me being great, I got to make sure the girls is good. Because those chickaboos are like two fiery tiger cats sometimes in here. Yeah, so, and you know, we got baby Brooklyn up in here. About to be the Big Ten soon, October 6th. Yeah, I got a Libra. Guys, yeah, so much done happened over the summer, guys. I have so much to talk to you guys about. So, you guys can catch me 3 to 4 days out of a week. And y'all know what my motto is. Whenever I feel like talking, boss. So, at the end of the day, guys, y'all already know. Black Diamond is trying to send out positive energy waves. Talk to the people. Let them know. Pick yourself up. Exercise. Drink a bottle of water for the Black Diamond. Have your cup of coffee, too. And you know I love them cheese, eggs, and grits and that fish. I'm from the country. But back to what I was saying. Stay encouraged. Pray for your people. Love your people. Let that devastation, jealousy, hurt, hate, envy, anything that you got in your spirit, let that go. Build yourself up and support the people and feed the people knowledge and feed the people empowerment. You understand? So that's what I'm here to do. And see, let me tell you something. Everybody in this part of this world have some type of vessel in them to lead. I always knew I was a leader. I never been a follower. Always been a trendsetter. I don't want to do what you do. I want to do what I do. You know what I'm saying? And guys, I want to let y'all know the Black Diamond got some new music coming on the way. Please don't forget. It's going to be some better days every day. Each and one of you have to pray to see these better days. I done tried each and every time. And every time that it seemed like you fell. Probably can't tell, but he's picking you up each and every step of the way. Stay encouraged, guys. Y'all already know the Black Diamond be on it now. You know I be on it. Yes, but guys, back to the script. I want you guys to stay encouraged. I want you to know that I never forgot about y'all. You knew I was coming back with the saga, okay? But, yeah, I got a lot of new things I want to talk to you guys about, a lot of things. I'm telling you, so tune in to your girl, support your girl. Big shout-out to Anchor. Big shout-out to all the podcast platforms for giving us a voice, giving us a stage, you know what I'm saying, giving us a position to let the people hear us, get around, connect, tell our story, you know what I'm saying, to all the podcasters out there, keep pushing. You heard me? To all my artists out there, keep pushing, keep looking good, keep motivating, keep bringing the people some type of something they can grow from. But without unity, we would never be a community. You understand me? Yes. So they ain't want to hear the Black Diamond saying too much, but the girl, long as God got you, you will never fail. See, it's a lot of people, when they don't know who you are and know what you made of, they get intimidated by that. But see, I don't come to the table to bring intimidation. I come to the table to bring the power of jewels. Because if you got knowledge of yourself and know the power that you possess as far as being able to read and write and understand and comprehend, let me tell you something. There's nothing in this life that you can't do. There's nothing in this life that you can't have. You understand? You just got to stay focused. And keep perfecting that craft. I just want to let all of y'all know that each and every one of you are a walking blessing. Always remember that. Each and every one of you are a walking blessing. I'm so glad that I'm able to connect with you guys and speak to you guys and lift you guys up in spirit and in unity. And hopefully, you know what I'm saying, the Black Diamond can get in position one day, guys. And I can see you live. Yeah. Yeah, guys, so you know, peace, love, and respect. Y'all already know what time it is. Your girl coming back full in effect, her and the Chickaboos for the 2020-2021 school year. Yeah, we doing holy remote right now, but guess what? We still going to have fun with it, and we still going to chit-chat, sip our coffee, and other things that we got to do. Now, one thing y'all need to know is that, okay, is it love? Is it hate? It doesn't matter. Who are you? What type of image or influence you gonna put on the streets in a positive way? You know what I'm saying? Everything I'm trying to do is in a positive way. Like, I feel like this. It's so easy to be bad But it seems like it's so hard when you want to do right. That's the way it seems, guys. But you know what? I look at it like this. I love you guys. I'm praying for you guys. And I want y'all to stay encouraged. Tune in to your girl, Black Diamond. Google me. Black Diamond, B-L-A-K, space, Diamond, D-I-M-E-O-N-D, 2020. And hit your girl up on all the platforms. I'm on, Google me. I'm on Apple, Spotify, SoundCloud. They got all types of little different promotions. So y'all look the girl up. She out there. She doing her thing. But guess what, though? I had to give y'all a little pause break because I got to turn up, too. Yeah. So, guys, not for nothing. I love you guys. Be blessed. Have a great spirit, great week. And to all the kids out there, y'all rock, ready to learn. I'm wishing all of you a stress-free school year, whether you're doing partially or fully remote. Do know to be safe. And in anything, always know you can be the greatest at any time. Keep pushing. Peace.